Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life. Welcome, everybody. It is January 12th, 2024, and do you know that today is National Hot Tea Day? Well, whenever we see something is about tea, that means we got to call the diva. Diva Linda Kassam, she's a food, wine, travel writer. She's known as the food, wine, shopping diva. She's on our show every first Saturday here on Big Blend Radio, but she loves tea. She loves wine. I don't know which one. She likes salsa and hot things too, and sparkles, but tea is a big deal. And so we were like, oh, we've got to call Linda. She's got to come on the show and talk about her tea adventures around the world. Everything we talk about, if there's a link to it, articles that she's written, we're going to have that in the show notes. So check out the show notes. So welcome back, Diva Linda. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Hey, so tea. And everyone, all in goodtaste.info is where you can follow Diva Linda as well. But I know wine. That's how we met you, was at the beginning when you were working in the wine region in Temecula, Fallbrook. But I didn't know you were so into tea at that time. I was like, Linda knows wine. She taught us all about wine. But was tea before the wine?
Tea was way before the wine. Way before the wine, because when I went into wine, all I knew about it was communion wine and sweet wines. And then I became a director of a wine region, and I quickly learned all of the ins and outs, and my taste changed, which they do. You start sweet with wine, and then you follow through until you hit the dry stuff. So, so tea is always, from the time I was small till the time now. Tea. I love tea.
Yeah, and you've had tea from around the world and traveled the world. How many countries do you think you've been to now and had tea in? Like, if you think about it, like,
oh Lord, oh,
that's
like
a big
at
question.
Least 10, maybe more. Yeah, at least more. And then there's always the tea that you have, like, when you're going cruising and you're cruising by countries, and tea on the airplane as you're going over countries. Yeah, lots.
Well, tea, you know. When we lived in, obviously Kenya, we actually lived what was part of the plant. Well, Karen is a suburb of Nairobi, Kenya. And so we lived in what was the servants' quarters. It was a nice little cottage house and all, fixed up and everything, on Karen Blixen. So if everyone's watched Out of Africa, the movie, hey, well, I'm going to put that as a movie of the day. How about that? Who has not watched
That'd
Out of Africa or read that book? Have you watched it with Robert Redford and Meryl Streep? It's
no,
very romantic.
No, that's
oh,
not one
my.
that I know, huh?
Oh,
I'm writing it down, though.
Yeah, yeah. Karen Blixen.
All right,
she's an
I'll do that.
She fantastic writer. She is from Denmark,
yeah,
and went over to Kenya, married the baron who had syphilis, and it's a whole other story. Anyway, we don't need to talk about tea and syphilis in the same sentence, right? But she was a very strong woman, and she had this plantation. She ran the farm while he was off, doing whatever he was doing.
Yeah.
And then she had her lover, which was Robert Redford in the movie. So Meryl Streep played, Karen Blixen, and I got to go look up her actual real name. But anyway, so the community we lived in, Karen, was part of what her tea plantation farm was. So we lived amongst tea, and it was like a little farming, beautiful community. Now like it's ritzy now, man. That's, you gotta, yeah. When you Google Karen Nairobi, look at real estate. I'm like, that's not
okay.
What it was like when we were there. But so tea was a really big deal because everything was very colonial British. Same thing when we lived in South Africa. But again, you've got the Dutch connection and then German, British. So all of those, cultures drank tea. And when we lived in England, obviously it was a big deal. But if anything happened, usually it ended up like if there was drama or any kind of life things, the first thing anybody did was put the kettle on. Is that something that happened in this country, was putting the kettle on? Because I always thought American was coffee versus tea.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that at all. Not at all.
Really?
I just remember that it was. Yeah, no, I don't. I remember that The hook for me was my mother took me to a formal tea, when I was about 7, 8, 9, right around then. And I thought, oh, I didn't understand what I was seeing and tasting, but actually what it was I liked the pairing of the tea to the goodies, all the things, you know, the three tiers of things, and sandwiches, scones, and desserts, and how well the tea went with it, and how fun it was to dress up and go with friends, and everybody's laughing and having a wonderful time. And that just continued on right up to today. So, you know, that's the formality of going to tea is one of my favorite things to do. And and I now drag my husband with me. The first time he went, he said, well, this is good, but when does the main meal come? No, this is it, the three tiers and the two types of teas, and that's it. But I love tea. Most of my relationships as I was growing up and further on, we're built around people who like tea, like to go to tea, like to try tea, like to buy tea. Those are the type of people that I like, and you seem to be no different. You know all about tea, and it makes fun to talk to you about it, and I like to write about it and like to taste it, and I like to expand my knowledge of it, and my taste buds as well. They're very much like wine. When you first start, you're like, maybe the free stuff, and as you go along, your taste buds sort of evolve, and at this point, you may even begin to like earthy, urban. I call them urban teas. You know, they taste like grass and so forth. So, tea is just a wonderful journey, and you can share it with your friends, and that's the best.
Yeah, you know, it is about sharing, and I have to go back on the whole thing on Karen Blixen, because she had coffee and tea. Tea was definitely grown in Kenya, but it was coffee mostly. Mm-hmm. I don't know why my brain went there, but tea
That's
was
interesting.
Such
yeah.
a, well, tea was more readily available in Africa. So tea was like a standard, and they really like tea sweet there. I mean, they poured sugar like sometimes like a third of a cup. And I'm not kidding. I mean, tea was huge, and was the British, the Dutch.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know you've been through, you know, Europe, Denmark, Holland, all of those areas. Was tea a big deal for them too?
Yeah. You know, at first, when I first started traveling, 15 years ago or so, it was just mostly tea. You know, coffee was something that you could ask for and get, and it didn't taste very good. And then it evolved, you know. Starbucks, of course, made a huge difference all over the world as to people tasting different types and more of a blended drink or a sweet drink or whatever. But making coffee more social. But they also have a tea bar as well. And I think tea and coffee now in Europe are probably neck and neck, depending on which country you're in. I'm not sure if you go to Italy, they're going to be all that excited about serving you tea, but you can always find it.
You know, the tea part too, South Africa was rooibos tea, which is red bush tea. It's bush tea. And it's not really, it's not.
Yes.
The same as like then you've got green tea, white tea, black tea, oolong, of that is kind of connected in a family.
Yep.
But the rooibos is like a bush, almost like a herbal tea, but it is so powerful as an antioxidant. And I love my rooibos tea. Now I wish we had some right now. I want some.
I think that's something everybody should try. If you haven't tried that, you should. Because you start with black tea, you always start with black tea and then you go on to the others. And especially if you're traveling or you have an Asian community, those teas are fabulous as well, which brings us to, the Japanese garden here in Arizona that I love to go to. The first time I understood about Japanese tea, I was in Japan and it was a whole ceremony thing, and at breakfast it was tea, and it was beautifully presented, and you know, it was once again, it's very social, and so now I can find that same thing, the tea houses, the tea drama, the tea ceremonies, and in fact, I have one coming up in May. And it's no longer inexpensive. It's the one I'm going to in May is about 2 hours long. It's the formal ceremony, and it's over $100 to go to this thing.
Wow, that's like when you went to Starbucks and paid them $100 so they could pick your brain.
Yeah, the roastery, Yes, you are absolutely right. So, you know, it just depends on where you go, and you don't have to. I'm very excited that this year I went to, in the fall, I went to the tea exhibition in Seattle Center. That was huge. And there were all 100, I don't know, of tea entities, vendors there, and they were all very different. So, like, Lipton was not there, but was really, and a lot of Asian ones, which are, if you can get into that kind of tea, those are lovely teas. Those are generally very smooth.
The Asian teas you're talking about are mostly like the green and the white teas, right?
That is correct.
India, we go into... and our book of the day is going to be by Nandita Godbole, who was on our show, Godbole. Uh-oh, I'm not going to say it right. In her book, Seven Pots of Tea, An Ayurvedic Approach to Sips and Nosh. And I love the whole practice of Ayurveda because it's they really use tea as a part of medicine. And she's got a good recipe on there for making Sulaimani chai. I'm not pronouncing anything correctly. Sorry, everyone, but it's there. And I'm going to link to it so you can listen to it. But, you know, she was talking about how it goes with your body makeup and who you are and what year of your life, the different doshas of Ayurveda, right? So Kapha, Pitta, Kapha, Pitta, and Vata. And so I thought that was so much fun, and what a beautiful book, right? With all the recipes. Because you never think about recipes, you know?
Yeah. Well, once again, if you get into this, it's a lot like wine. Tea and food pairing is really special because when they match, they are just spectacular. You know, it's just a wonderful thing. And she, as I remember, had a lot of talk about what goes with what tea and how hot the tea should be and all that sort of thing. So it's a wonderful book. Good for you for supporting her and spotlighting that, because that's a great book.
Well, you brought her to the table, literally. You brought Dina on. And, you know, we heard her on NPR one day when we were driving somewhere. I'm like, I know Nandita. And I was like, she was on NPR.
I know.
She's amazing.
As smart as she can be.
Yeah, and she does wonderful photography and everything. The book is absolutely exquisite. And, you know, speaking of NPR, when we first started the show, and I think you were on like some of the very first podcasts we ever did. Mm-hmm. And, God, 17 years, Linda, we're all younger now. We are all way younger. Wiser. And, it wasn't her, but I remember we interviewed a lady about her Tennessee tea cakes, and they sent us the tea cakes. They actually ran the interview on one of the local public stations. People were calling me. They're like, we heard you on NPR. I'm like, I'm not on NPR. Like, that's not, you know. But anyway, these tea cakes. So the pairing, like tea cakes.
Yep.
I know the British like scones and everything, but these tea cakes from Tennessee, my. Oh,
they're quite wonderful. Yep.
See, there's a thing. That pairing is fantastic. So you recently went to the Empress. You had tea there, and that's something we covered not too long ago, last summer. Afternoon tea at the Empress Hotel. So the food, like you get that whole, I mean, that's a lot of food for a pot of tea.
It's a lot of food, and And more importantly, it's a very large experience. It's really, I try to go every year. My husband and I own a boat, and in the summers we run around Canada and Washington State and so forth. And so we try to get into Victoria, too, because the harbor is, that's a whole other thing. It's really an interesting thing to stay in the harbor and then walk across the street to the hotel. And the hotel is elegant. The tea is elegant. The staff makes it so nice and elegant, and it's very slow. And if you can slow yourself down, which Americans have a hard time doing, and, you know, I mean, if you just run through the food and run through the tea, you know, you can be done in a half an hour. But, you know, take an hour and a half, 2 hours to do this. It's just beautiful. And usually they have a piano playing. And it's one of my favorite places. I think the one that I went to in Scotland was one of my favorites. It had a chandelier and the beautiful pouring of the teas where they, I don't know how they do this, but they have a large pot of tea. And somehow they take it way above the teacup and pour it into the teacup, and somehow it doesn't splash over, but it's a beautiful presentation. That's the important wow. point. And the food generally is the same. You know, each country does their own spin on it. But did you know that the French are really big into tea as well?
I have no clue.
Of all the teas, I sort of like French teas. They're very, very smooth wow. And they've been growing and changing and adapting, and they're quite wonderful as well. So everywhere we go, we try to have a high tea someplace, and it's always wonderful. But high tea, I'm so sorry that the high teas are so expensive. Mm. I mean, you can pay $125, $150 per person.
Wow!
But I remember when we were in England. And probably Ireland as well. You can find little tea shops to go to and just have your cup of tea and buy one or two things to eat with it. You know, it's an experience. It's fun.
As a kid, I remember that when we lived in England and we went to England, Scotland, and Wales. And I made sure to go to every single castle. That was my thing as a kid. I want to go to every castle. There's a little diva in me somewhere there, right? And but I remember as a kid, I think we were in Wales, and you know, the whole tea thing. I mean, it's tradition and culture, right? So going in, it's like you will do what the locals do. And I remember as a kid, my eyes bugging out because here comes, you know, I was like, who cares about the tea? I don't care about the tea, the coffee, but this thing, that, you know, trays of, you know, meringues.
Yes.
I remember the meringues and the finger sandwiches and the scones. If we don't bring up scones, it would be in trouble. And I was a kid going and like, you know, those ladyfinger kind of what we'd say cookies, like ladyfingers, like wafer kind of. And as a and Nancy had to like teach me about and remind me about manners. Like you will sit on your hands at the table. Because I got so like, wow, you know, because you didn't see that much of that in Africa, you know? So that, but then in South Africa, everybody stopped for tea at 3 o'clock, 4 in the afternoon. Tea, I don't care where you, and I don't care how hot it is. It was hot tea and iced tea. This country is all about iced tea, and I'm still not, I don't get it. But like, it's, you know, I can't. The first time I had iced tea was Long Island iced tea. And I'm just going to say it's a lot better that way. So anyway, going back to the hot teas, this was, I think it was last year. We are getting, 2022, we did an interview with Pratik and Nishal. They are the co-founders of Nepal Tea Collective. And they basically, they want you to know who your farmers are. And we talked about what was going on in regards to knowing your tea, because you can buy your grocery store things in a box. And this is night and day. When you get like, go to an actual tea shop and you see the tea leaves and you're steeping the leaves themselves, right? Doing the real deal. You've got to know where they're coming from. So sometimes the teabag stuff isn't, it's, you know, we have to kind of look at this experience like the farm to table movement, the slow movement of food.
Right.
It's the same thing with
Right.
our teas,
Right.
like our wines, right? But they want, you know, the farmer, and the tea came in actual bamboo baskets that you could reuse for anything. So they're all into sustainability. And when you open it up, it had a little package telling you about the farmers and a QR code you scan, and it will tell you whose farm the tea came from. You can see the family, the farm family who owned who harvested all of that. And they even take people over to Nepal to have tea excursions. And they are really all about supporting these farmers. So that link will be in the Empress Hotel and everything. All of that's in the show notes for everyone. But it to me, we should be looking at that, right? As how we consume tea, who we're supporting in that, you know?
I would agree. It's much like coffee, you know, where they try to find the smaller farmers and that are not using, well, that are organic as possible and so forth. And I think it's important to support small farmers everywhere. Mm. And yeah, I think really important, actually. And so I've been investigating lately tea bags. And I think I've decided that the organic cotton, the hand-weave cotton, are the best. The ones that are put together by hand, and they have little string on them, and they're biodegradable. And the French are good at this. And you can find them. You have to, you know, it's one of those things we have to look. And if you go into a proper tea store, they'll either give you your tea in little tins so you can take it home and steep it, like you were just talking about. Or if you're not one of those that enjoy that, some people don't like that. They don't like the fact that you open the tin and some of the tea goes, you know, popping out. Or if you have a little tin there and you somehow, yeah, it does smell so good. But boy, when it spills, it's just, it's a pain. So anyway, our organic cotton tea bags are lovely. Mm. And you don't have to feel bad about throwing them away. And I think it's...
Yeah.
One of the things you have to just spend a little time and go to a proper tea store. Starbucks isn't going to do it. And I'm very excited because I'm going to do a an article for you all about the tea trail in Seattle area.
There's a tea trail.
Yeah, tea is huge. Yeah.
You've got trolls and
well,
tea.
I don't know if there is, but I don't know if there is a tea trail, but I'm going to make up a
You're
tea trail.
You're making one. Some of the Diva tea trail.
I'm making one that I found through the, going to this Northwest Tea exhibition. Who knew? Who knew they were in Kirkland and they're in Ballard and they're here? It's kind of like the trolls. You got to really look for them. But once you find them, it's quite wonderful.
I love this. I mean, it's, tea is just so... There's a art to it. You know, there's a, there's a communication that goes with it. Like tea, it's a ritual actually. Like when I was talking about, you know, everyone at 3 o'clock, it was tea time, you know, and it was a ritual of taking a break, like siesta, right? You know, you don't have to have the margarita.
Yeah.
Well, I like those too, but, but the tea thing, cause I got into herbal teas big time. And in fact, that's how I stopped smoking cigarettes when I was a naughty girl. Was drinking peppermint tea, and I had stopped smoking for a while, and then of course when I got into the world of music again, and then that was not a good influence for me. But I became bad, and I can't. I'm one of these people with breathing issues and asthma from being born in LA and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Tea, peppermint tea, because it's very cleansing. No caffeine, right? And so that was the other thing. You were used to smoking and drinking coffee. And so all of that had to go. And so tea, 2 weeks, I wasn't allowed to see my friends or anything. I kind of hold myself up like it was like going to rehab for smoking because you're around, it's social. You know, it's a social, stupid thing that I did. But peppermint tea is what, because it's detoxing your body. at the same time as being a little bit of a stimulant because it's peppermint. And it was that and other teas. And that got me off of smoking cigarettes. So if you're looking
That's
to quit
really
smoking, it's what was I replaced a habit, right? A bad habit with something good and a different ritual.
Yeah.
But it's the togetherness, I think, is so interesting. And, you know, how you go to these high teas, right? And you have the teapots and, and the china, and it's delicate. Like, I remember you going somewhere and you're like, I have to have a gold rimmed teacup. And I'm like, oh, you are such a diva, Diva Linda. But it's true. I want to hear about this because don't you have a collection of teapots?
I do. Oh, Lord. I have many teapots. And I used to have in one of my homes, we move a lot, but I used to have one of my homes, a tea room. It was, I think it, they made it maybe as a breakfast room, or but I turned it into my tea room. And of course, my tea stuff just exploded at that point. Everybody in the world gave me a teapot. And I have so beautiful, beautiful ones. They tend to be seasonal. So I have one for Halloween, one for Easter, one for the New Year, one for, of course, Christmas. You know, it just goes on. New Year's, Fireworks Day. Yeah, so they're all like that. I mean, and then I have nutcrackers to match. So it's
I love nutcrackers.
Quite an explosion.
Well, no, there's a bed and breakfast in Oregon, in Willamette, a Tuscan B&B, a Tuscan in, she's in Willamette area, McMinnville, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
And she has a nutcracker collection, and she came on a show, and of course I got the giggles because, you know, I'm stupid. And you know, but she was like, I have a nutcracker collection. And I'm like, okay. There's the feminist movement for you. But no, it's pretty impressive. No, it's like this lady has a nutcracker collection. And in England, that was a big deal because the nutcrackers were like from the Nutcracker Suite, like the little men.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Those.
Yes,
wow.
I do. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know all this. You see, I told you about Diva Linda having to be on this show for hot tea. So, and it's not just, you know, we don't want cold tea. We're hot, man. We're hot tea people here. But what is with the gold rim? What is that about?
So someone told me, and I guess one of my friends who's also very much into tea, and she was doing, we used to write together a tea and coffee newsletter, and she was doing some kind of research for something and came across this article that said that a gold-rimmed teacup would make the tea taste better. And there was some scientific part to that, but I can't remember what it was. So then starts the imagination, and then starts the want and the desire to try it or to have it. And so somebody, I was talking to somebody else, and they sent me one. But if you look and try to find a true gold, either a gold teacup or a heavily gold-rimmed teacup, they're very expensive. So mine is very tiny. But it's mighty, and I don't know if it changed the taste of the tea or not, but it was fun. You know, it's just another tradition, another journey, something to try.
I love this. And what about your daughter? I know you and your daughter go to high teas quite a bit, right? Like Mother's Day, and you've had some special ones. But which is nice. See that? But that was for little girls. It used to be having a tea party. Didn't you have tea parties as a little girl?
Yes, she grew up in Seattle area.
Oh.
And of course that, you know, has a colder season, and there are many, at that time there were several tea things you could go to, and it's the same thing. They get enamored with dressing up, and then, the adults are there, and the children are there, and, you know, in Seattle there's a large range of things that you can do with tea, even more today. You know, there's tea tastings now, tea pairings, you name it. I mean, it's just like wine. You know, there's a class for everything. And so every year, for the last several years, my daughter has purchased a tea advent calendar for me. And it's really wonderful. She chooses the tea company, and then we, you know, I try it for 24 days. And this is really a good suggestion if you're looking at hot teas and you don't really know, you know, you don't want to buy a lot of one thing or another because maybe you won't like it. So the Advent, each day is a different tea. And the company puts it together. This year she gave me French teas. And, oh, they're so smooth and so wonderful and such a variety from, just like we said, herbal to a little sweeter, fruity. I tend to like, I like fruity teas a lot. Mm-hmm. If they're true fruit, I don't want a flavoring. I want a fruit. Today,
like hibiscus leaf flowers. Oh, that's flower tea. Yeah. Hibiscus.
The flower.
Like,
yes.
But hibiscus. It has to be the real one. Yeah.
So today, I'm doing green tea, flowers, and red fruit. So this, I just, it's going to be,
that's
going to be
nice
wonderful.
Balance.
This is, that's a really nice thing. So anyway, if you are thinking about getting into hot tea and you remember this, either give one of these Advent tea calendars away and just go on the, your internet and just, Google it and see what comes up. But, and now I've had so many, but this year, this, it's called Palais de Teas, and it means Palace of Teas, and such wonderful tea, I'm telling you. So, anyway, it's a good thing to give to somebody who likes or wants to know about tea or for yourself. 24
tea,
days of fabulous
24
tea.
Days. Oh, I love that. And
24.
I remember having this, I'm just thinking, because the blend, I love the blends, like going in to a proper shop and getting like herbal blends and being able to even choose what you wanted. And like a tisane. Is it a tisane? Tisane? I don't know how to pronounce it. Tisane.
Yep.
And it's so, you're sitting there and seeping and you can see the colors come out. And, you know, it's kind of trippy hippy, right? On that level. But when you got like the actual cardamom in there, you can see the actual, you can use like cinnamon sticks and things like, I mean, there was this one tea. I remember this shop. I wish I could remember where I was, but it was like they did a little bit of peppermint tea. By the way, very good for your digestion too, because it's a detoxer, detoxifying, you know. And tea is really good for your body. You don't want to drink it too hot. You want to have almost room temperature. It's like an interesting thing about Ayurveda too. They say warm tea is better than cold ice. That's not good for your body. Because now your body doesn't know how to process ice. It knows how to process food and liquid that is your body temperature, which is interesting. And now I'm feeling like I have to go on a whole new tea kick. But anyway, this tea, they had like a dark chocolate, not sweet, with a little mint and some other things in there, like a cardamom or something. You know,
oh, that must have been fabulous. I've not had that. That sounds fabulous.
I want to know where it was. Oh my gosh. It was on some, you know, travel thing, you know, that we did some, you know, media trip or something. And I went, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Yeah. We need this. So I want that.
If you ever find that, you let me know. Yeah.
Oh my
fabulous.
Gosh. Oh my gosh. Now I can't stand it. And I used to do things like put chili powder, like chilies, not even powder.
Yes.
Like if you're in a bind, you can do it. That's not as good. But actually put a chili in your tea with peppermint. Oh, yeah, kick it up a notch.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Oh, okay. I'm
wonderful.
Thirsty.
Yeah.
this is bad.
So much to do.
And if you're
going
to have
great.
Tea,
this
you must have cake. You must have those tea cakes. You're allowed. But there's so many things.
I know.
We need to do a pairing.
I'm going to have
thing.
To look the temp. We should do a pairing thing. And that'd be fun.
Yeah, we need, that's a good idea. Okay, so one thing I want to do is we always do our quote of the day. And since it's tea day, I got into all these quotes and they always say, have a cup of positivity. Haha, I think that's cute. That's cute, right? But I like this because of the actual ritual of communication. Like tea gets people through things. You know, you sit down at the table, have those kitchen tea conversations, right? I love this one from Alexandra Stoddard. And her quote is, the art of tea, I love that, because the art of tea is an art. The art of tea is a spiritual force for us to share. I believe that for sure. It is.
Oh my gosh,
Because
that is
it's a ritual,
lovely.
isn't it? That calming, you know, don't
It
just pour the
absolutely
tea.
is.
It's how it's being poured, like especially in the, you know, the Asian cultures, right? Isn't it? It's like that slow pour. And, you know, even how
Oh.
you, I mean, we used to cool tea by pouring it in your plate, pouring it back into the cup and all kinds of stuff. But there is a spirit, I think art and spirituality go hand in hand. So that's the quote of the day. Do you approve, Diva
I
Linda?
love it. I do. Good choice.
So long as you approve. So then the book of the day, we've got that. So everyone, that's in the show notes. The movie, of course, we've got to do Tea for Two. And I can't get that song out of my head now. Tea
Yeah.
for Two. Duh, duh.
Don't
Doris
do
Day
that.
is going to be
No,
in my
don't do
head
that.
all day.
Yeah.
Who, Doris Day singing all day long in my head is not possibly like what I want. But we do have Cat Stevens, Yusuf, Tea for the Tillerman. So we can put that as a maybe another thing. But Tea for Two as a
Yes.
movie is good. And so
Yes.
I think we did
Good.
good here. We did good. We got
We
everything
did
wrapped up.
very good.
I love
So
it. I love
exciting.
it.
It's such an exciting, it's such an exciting journey that you can either do by yourself or with your friends. So I hope you'll enjoy what I find up in the Washington, Seattle area and their tea trail up there. So we'll see how
Very
that
cool.
goes.
I can't wait. I can't wait. The last time you did one on dumplings, remember? The Richmond, that was British
Oh,
Columbia.
that was wonderful.
Ooh,
Oh,
tea
gosh,
and
that was
dumplings sound good
wonderful.
together. Oh,
Oh, they
that's a
are.
whole new thing.
Yeah. I love jasmine tea. Oh, you guys could have that day
Jasmine.
and night. Yeah. Yeah,
Oh.
perfect. Goes
All
with
right. Now
anything.
that we're all, now I know you're going to go have tea now, right? I'm going to have to go make tea and I need it. So there it is. I'm going to go. I wish I could find that tea. I want it because it was a proper. Oh man, I will never. It's like when you find a
It'll
good
come to
mole or
you.
a good salsa, you know how we are.
Yes,
So
yes.
now, yesterday's show was about Arkansas because it's National Arkansas Day on January 11th. And you know what Nancy found out? That Arkansas created fried pickles. And of course, I had to bring you up on the show. I was like, Diva Linda, my friend's going to love this. Fried pickles in Arkansas. See?
Oh, well, I
So
just
what?
found out there's a chain here in Arizona called Cheeseburgers and Beer, and it gets such wildly great reviews. I finally decided to go, and guess what was on their menu?
Fried
Fried
pickles.
pickles.
Ooh.
Guess what about it? They were
I know
out
you're
because it
going.
was so popular.
Really? That's
I'll be
rude.
back.
And yeah, well, yeah,
Yeah.
but they shouldn't be doing that when the diva's coming to town. I mean, come on.
That's right. That's right.
But no,
I'm
but
in
that's
Coalfish.
exciting.
Yep.
That's exciting. I mean, fried pickles are good. Listen, anything
Yep.
fermented, I'm in. What do you think about tea as cocktails, like toddies? Like I've done toddies, you know, being sick or whatever, having a good tea toddy. So when it's hot, but
I haven't had one. Yeah, I haven't had one that I really thought, I would do this again. But that's a new type of thing, and I'm sure somebody's gonna, find the key to the right pairing, and that'll be wonderful. That'll be fun.
what
I mean,
about,
as you said,
yeah,
long.
mocktails using tea, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. We'll have to look that up. I bet that's a thing. I bet it is. Who
Have you
knew?
had tea? Before you go, have you had tea that is that they do is a Keurig? Like, here's your Keurig cup. Instead of using coffee, they do tea. Have you tried that?
Oh, I have. Yes, a long time ago. The
All right,
water
you've already answered it.
tends to get too hot.
Yeah, that's because
Yeah,
it's
no,
in
not so much.
plastic. It's in plastic. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
not so
think the
much.
no, it's not. I've done it, I think, in a hotel or something or somewhere we were staying. And I was
Yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
it's not,
It gets bitter. I think that, you fry the leaves and that's it, or whatever it is that they,
Oh, that's
once you
right.
fry
That's
the
what we're
leaves,
doing.
there's no coming back. Yeah, you're
Don't
scalding them,
forget.
and they're being, they don't like it.
And I love. I want the actual leaves. I want to see the leaves. I want to smell the leaves. I want to
Yes.
feel them in my fingers.
Yep.
And The other thing about that is you can read your tea leaves. That's what Nancy does. You know, Hot Mama Babushka, she does that on shows once in a while. Reads tea leaves. Reading tea leaves, some of the old gypsy stuff. Yeah, yeah. We like the gypsy stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know? I've had that done. That's fun.
Have you?
Yeah. You're looking at it going, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's big. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's probably in Seattle, I think. Yeah. But probably should have had it done in Hungary or Budapest or one of those. I bet that.
Yeah. Maybe that's because our family roots are Hungarian. So we'd kind of lean to that
kind
of stuff. So, huh.
Like
well, that's a whole other show. Well, I can't wait for your adventures in Seattle talking about the tea trail. So this was very serendipitous. Everyone keep up with Diva Linda up on blendradioandtv.com and also go to her website, allingoodtaste.info. Always fun. And she's always on our show every first Saturday. But when we saw it was National Hot Tea Day, you got to call the diva. You know, it's a whole
gotta
day.
Do it.
Yeah. Thanks
this
so much.
Wonderful. Diva. I had so much fun.
Me too. Me too. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.